This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. Final week of March, divisional play opening for both the Princeton baseball and softball teams this weekend, and they will be the interviews for today's show. We will have Marissa Reynolds from the softball team and Nick Hernandez of the baseball team, two seniors on reigning Ivy League championship programs, both of which will look to begin their defense of those Ivy titles this weekend. We'll talk about both teams more in a second. First, quick look at the weekend, or at the week coming up. Starts Friday with some track and then men's volleyball at Penn State. They start their EIVA stretch, final stretch. On Saturday, some rowing at home in the morning. The two men's teams, the heavyweights taking on Navy at 9, the lightweights at 10:15 to follow. Women's water polo in competition, several games this weekend. Women's rowing at Columbia. Then we get to some home games on Saturday. Baseball and softball playing their doubleheaders. Baseball starting at 12, softball starting at 12:30. Women's tennis, they open their Ivy League season at Penn at 1. Men's lacrosse, an important home game against Brown. That's at 1 p.m. on Saturday. That one coming off of last week losing to Yale, so that puts the Tigers at 1-1 in the league. So that'll be an important one for the Tigers. Move to Sunday, baseball and softball again, 12 o'clock for baseball, 12:30 for softball. Now, softball had originally been scheduled for Friday. Looks like it's going to rain all day. That's why they moved that to Sunday. Women's lacrosse will take on Delaware at 1 o'clock. The Tigers coming off a really big win Wednesday night over Syracuse in a top 10 showdown. This Tigers looks like they have a chance to be a really special team, really special season for them. So there's an opportunity to get out and see them on Sunday. As always, follow GoPrincetonTigers.com for full updates, PU Tigers as well. And a reminder to subscribe to TigerCast, get the weekly LaxCast during the season, any post-game updates from TuneIn. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Princeton Tigers on iTunes or your favorite podcast device. All right, let's get to our interviews, and we'll start with Marissa Reynolds from the softball team. As I mentioned, Tigers, the reigning Ivy League champions, finishing up non-league play last weekend, a nice little stretch for them at LIU. And for, you know, this is going to be the case with softball and baseball. Tough to measure this team based on record before the Ivy League, because you play so many teams that have, you know, can practice all year and play 15, 20 more games before you have, and, you know, are just outdoor significantly longer. So, you know, the pre-Ivy slate is about, you know, just kind of getting some game in, getting some at-bats, getting some innings pitched, doing everything you need to do to get ready for the Ivy League season. And you look at what Marissa Reynolds has done this year, and it's been really incredible. Now, she came into the season, she had .262 each of the last 2 years, a consistent starter. She is hitting .471 this season, leading the team with 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, 16 hits and 34 at-bats, 11 runs scored. I mean, just an incredible first half of the season for Marissa Reynolds, but certainly the big time starts this weekend for the Tigers, who will look to, you know, get off to a good start in league play, though non-divisional play, meaning you play Brown and Yale twice. Next weekend you'll play Dartmouth and Harvard twice, and then you'll play each team 4 times in your division. Let's hear now from Marissa Reynolds.
Marissa, I know you have big Ivy games coming up, but if you go back a year and look at the run you made in league play, you know, getting to the championship series and then ultimately obviously winning and getting to NCAAs, how much did that experience kind of change the way you guys thought of yourselves, and did it impact, you know, either confidence or belief or standards that you held yourselves to?
No, yeah, I definitely think that we have much higher standards this year. I think that we expect a lot from ourselves. But in saying that, we don't think of ourselves as being last year's team. This year we're a new team, and I think that we're capable of different things. And I'm really looking forward to what that's going to be.
You have that long non-league season where you're traveling all over the place, and sometimes you're playing teams that, you know, have played twice as many games as you had. And, you know, it's not like last year you had a 6-17 record going into Ivy play last year, and obviously you won the title. But So what do you try to accomplish, you know, over this last month to get you ready for the league season? And when you look at this group, I mean, obviously you'd love to have won more games, but, you know, how do you feel you guys have progressed over this last month?
Well, offensively, we go into these games with a mindset, a plan, and we've worked on it quite a bit in practice. We work on the adjustments that we're going to make. We have a set of tools that we can work with to tangibly make these adjustments in real play in games. And so we've been working over the past week, and when we were in Houston, on applying those tools to the game. And defensively, we've worked a lot on how we handle maybe innings not going quite the way that we expect, and how we maybe take something that didn't go our way and we fuel ourselves to push on to the next play and to get to make the next play. So I feel like through these games where we're playing teams who have played, like when we were in Houston, some of the teams had played maybe 25 games when we hadn't played any yet. We're just working to use the tools that we've learned in practice and apply them to games so that by the time we get to the Ivy League season, we've faced these teams that have challenged us and have made us work on how we make our adjustments.
How about just you? I mean, you've been a consistent starter throughout your career. You've been, you know, over 260 the last 2 years, but you're going into the league season now hitting 471. Has anything clicked? And at any point during the year, were you even a little surprised at how much success you've had at the plate this year?
I mean, I'm someone who pays a lot of attention to detail with my mechanics. And so, yeah, this year it has definitely clicked. More so than it has in the past, which is nice. I like it. My swing feels good. But I think that it's my approach that our coach, Novi, has been teaching us. She teaches us these tools to make a little adjustments while we're up at the plate. We've been working on them in practice. I just go to practice, work on the same things. I know my skill or my strengths. I know what I need to be working on. And, you know, I think that I'm someone who's pretty diligent about trying to improve my weaknesses. And so I think that this year, more so than it has in the past, it's been clicking, which is nice. And, yeah, there are some at-bats where I end up with a pretty solid hit, and I'm pretty excited about how that's happening.
You get to play that LIU tournament last weekend. How good is it to just kind of not only get some extra at-bats, but to get some wins and to get some runs? I mean, a 12 runs, eight, you know, even in a loss, an 8-run game, 6-0 win. How much just kind of that winning feeling and getting kind of back east and playing in some cold weather and winning those games, like how much does that help, even if it's just emotionally or you know, mentally going into this coming weekend?
Well, it helps a lot coming from playing in California, where the teams have been out on their fields playing since probably February, and we have hardly gotten to be on the field as much as they have. And then coming to the East Coast, where the other teams are mostly on the same playing field as us, as far as how often they've gotten to play outside, how much live hitting they've gotten to do. And so it's really nice to go play our first weekend on the East Coast and do well. Going into Ivy's, I think that is going to be indicative of how we are going to perform.
Now that you have Yale and Brown coming here, Does it feel different now? I mean, you know, you only get so many games to play, you know, over 4 years. So I know they're all important, but I mean, can you feel it ramped up now that league play starts?
Yeah, there's definite excitement. I mean, yeah, it's a lot different. There's a lot more on the line when you're playing Ivy League teams. The preseason is great. It's awesome for us building and working on our adjustments that we use in practice. But the Ivy games are the ones that matter, and I think that our team's really looking forward to it.
Now we'll move to the baseball team and talk to senior outfielder Nick Hernandez. Hernandez has been a consistent starter for the Tigers. Played in every game last season, had career highs in runs, RBIs, home runs, and led this team to really a remarkable Ivy League title. When you talk about a team that, you know, and we get on this in the conversation, but 2015, a really disappointing season. 7 wins, if I am remembering correctly. And, you know, teams just struggled. And last year, just this incredible run in the Ivy League, and then, you know, a spectacular Ivy League series that came down to, you know, this great comeback in game 3, and then the wild pitch to win the title. And it's been a great run, and now, you know, this Tiger team again, you know, just looking to get back and do it again. Now they've, you know, similar to I think a number of Ivy League teams, and we've seen this in the past, and we talked about before softball, you know, not the greatest one loss record coming into the Ivy season, but again, you're playing so many teams that have played, you know, multiple games, you know, sometimes more games than you've played by a significant amount. But Hernandez, coming into the season, or coming into the Ivy League weekend, hitting .300, and a team that you know, won a couple games at Navy last weekend, and knows that, frankly, you know, you get out to a lead in game one of that first Ivy game, and it changes your whole energy. I mean, everything that happened before that, you know, kind of fades away. So April 1st, Saturday, two games against Yale. That's a rematch of that Ivy League Championship Series. So that'll be a really good test early. And then Sunday, two games against Brown. All 4 games on the Ivy League Digital Network. And let's hear now from Nick Hernandez.
Nick, let's start with last season, because you had come off of, you know, a 2015 season where I know really disappointing in terms of win-loss and everything. And then you go through last year and you had an okay non-league schedule and you just turned it on immediately when the Ivy season began. What do you think was special about that team? And what did you kind of did winning a title, going through it and winning a championship series, did it change anything about the way you come into this year?
So I think going back to which was 2015, which was my sophomore year, that was a pretty tough year for all of us. We obviously didn't perform to the level that we expected to. For a variety of reasons, we played a pretty tough schedule. We had a lot of injuries, and I think the wheels just kind of fell off, during Ivy League season. I think that served as kind of a fuel for us coming into our 2016 season, my junior year last year, where we started off the season, we started off the school year really in the fall, really working hard, and coach had kind of given us this a little slogan, I guess, if you want to call it that, of resilience, where we had been beaten down, but we were going to come back stronger from it. And we went into the season with that mentality. We had some opportunities to get some early wins with some good pitching and our offense kind of started clicking early. And that just kind of carried over into the Ivy League season. And you know, next thing you know, we were in the championship and won that and in the tournament. So that was a great feeling. And it was great to have such a, you know, be down so low in 2015 and come back so high in 2016. But yes, that did change the way we came into this year. Obviously, we weren't the same 7-win team that we had been the year before or 2 years before. Now we were reigning Ivy League champions, and we knew that we had a target on our back. And so that changed the way we worked, and we approached things with similar intensity, but understood that we were no longer on the outside looking in. So we knew that we had to work twice as hard and be twice as diligent in the way we work, just because there's people coming after what we have. And we want to be able to repeat and win another Ivy League championship. I think that was the goal from the beginning of the season, even the beginning of the year. And so, sorry.
No, it's okay. But is it tough to, you know, it's two different motivations on kind of opposite spectrums. You said you had a real chip on your shoulder coming into 2016. And sometimes it almost seems like that can be an easier way to stay motivated when, you know, kind of felt like everything went wrong. Is it harder when you are in this situation to kind of find that chip, or having experienced the championship, does it make it like, now we know what it's like, we got to do it again?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of the second, where, you know, once we've had that taste in our mouth, we realize how it was. I mean, it was a great experience. It was awesome, something that I'll never forget. And I know that I could probably speak for the most of the guys and say it was the same for them. And I think that we all want that again. And so the chip on the shoulder isn't there anymore, but I think that still, that same fire and that desire is still there for us to continue winning and just continue to be at the top of the league. So I think the motivation is still there, just in a different fashion.
The pre-Ivy season, you know, it's can be such a mixed bag, because you'll play some teams that have played a ton of games and have been able to train for much longer than you. And then, you know, a little bit closer to the season, you'll get some games against, you know, more of the East Coast teams. I mean, your competitors, you want to win as many games as possible, but I mean, what are really the major keys, you know, to kind of get yourself prepared for Saturday and the Ivy season? And, you know, how successful do you feel like you were able to be, you know, with the pre-Ivy slate?
You know, this year was a little bit different than last year. Last year, I think we faced some teams that, you know, we beat up on them pretty good. This year, we faced some pretty good teams, but I think we're also a different team at this point. There's a lot of younger guys that have gotten into the mix. I think we needed to take some time to figure out our identity as a team and as a pitching staff and as an offense as well. So, I think so far it's been pretty effective. Granted, we don't have the win-loss record that we had last year or that we wanted to. I also think that our ERAs and our averages aren't as high as I'm sure most guys would want them to be. But I think overall the preseason has been pretty effective in determining, number one, what type of team we are. I think, once again, pitching and defense are going to be our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, who's going to contribute in what situations, whether that be offensively or pitching-wise. And also, I think just it's kind of given us a little bit of grit. We've had some tough losses. We lost some games that we probably should have won. But I think that we are stronger for it. And we've been able to come back and battle against some pretty tough teams. And so I think that's going to give us a little bit of confidence going into the Ivy League season.
Can you feel a difference now that the Ivy season is here? I mean, you know, they're all considered regular season games. I mean, they all appear on your overall record, but does it feel like once you step in the batter's box Saturday that it's different? This is the big time.
Personally, I don't know. I can't really speak for everybody else, but personally, I don't really feel too much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I like to approach every single game and every single at bat as you know, with equal importance. And I think that kind of helps, you know, to make bring down a bigger situation, you know, I guess not let the pressure of the moment, if you want to call it that, affect you. So I would say that for me personally, I don't really feel that magnitude of that pressure, because we have played in some big games and played against some bigger teams in some pressure situations. We haven't had, you know, in years past, we've gone to some bigger stadiums where we have had big crowds and stuff. This year we didn't have that as much, but we still had some crowds. I think that all helped. So I would say no, that the pressure and the expectations of what I guess the Ivy League season aren't the same, I guess, as one would anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we've been through it before.
You know, people look at, especially with the you know, baseball and softball format, they look at those divisional weekends. But, you know, you guys got off to such a good start with the non-divisional games last year, going 6-2. And it seemed like, I mean, could you feel it that it takes a little bit of the pressure off of, you know, that final Cornell weekend or the Columbia weekend where it's like, we've given ourselves a little bit of an advantage. We don't have to go out and win and sweep the weekend. We don't have to win four games. Did the way you start kind of make it a little bit of a, you know, a little easier to play those final couple weekends and thus, like, how important is this weekend for you, even if it's, you know, still league but non-divisional games?
Yeah, I think it's crucial. Last year, like you said, we got off to a great start. And I think by the last weekend of the Ivy League season, we had already known that we were going to be in the championship series. We had already secured our bid. So that made a huge difference for us. I also think that it kind of like asserted us as the real deal. You know, we had a pretty good preseason, but, you know, for some other Ivy League teams, we were still that 7-win team from the year before. So winning all those games that those first couple weekends was huge for us because it kind of set the tone for us early. And I think it's the same thing's got to happen this year. If we can come out of the gate strong and win some games and some big situations against some pretty good teams, I think Yale and Brown are both. Obviously, Yale was great last year. I'm sure they're just as good again. And I think Brown has climbing up the ranks as well. So to beat those two teams, hopefully in dominant fashion, would be great for our season, and I think would once again assert ourselves at the top of the Ivy League, make it a little bit easier for us down the road.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.